Warning, the following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
And we're live with Guardians of the Geekery, episode 176.
I'm pretty sure it's, I don't have the paper from last year.
177 it is.
Yeah. I never would have thought you'd gotten into double digits.
Yeah, well, neither did we.
Yes.
So, Starnslord is off to Boston. What he's doing there, we're not quite sure, but you know those New Englandites. So.
Oh, yes. Puritans.
So, but we do have testosterone in the house, so... In the Lord, stop looking around, it's you.
Oh, indeed. Ha, 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 ha.
We have Lord Mayor Bullfrog and also Violet, Queen of the Gypsies, here with us, and they're here to talk to us about opening weekend and Carolina Renaissance Festival.
Indeed, it is merely weeks away from today, as in 2 days.
Oh,
I shall never sleep again.
Or at least for 8 weeks, right?
Indeed. Tirelessly toiling for the hoi polloi to enjoy themselves. It's what I do.
Well, we appreciate that you do that.
So, I am a giving tree, ma'am.
So, is Lord Mayor really an elected position? Because you seem to have been in it for an awful while.
Well, there is an important thing to point out, that he is also the registrar of voters. So he asks first, for whom are you voting? You say Bullfrog, he lets you vote. You don't say Bullfrog, I don't know what happened to you.
But there's a lot of people missing from the Ren Fair that used to be there.
Are you suggesting skullduggery on my part?
Not suggesting it at all.
Is this a new meaning of hanging chads?
Now wait a minute. You know, people are free to come and go.
I mean, yeah, Chad wasn't the only one who was hanging last time I checked.
Well, I don't want to get into how someone got pregnant, Chad. No. I'll have you know that more women vote in my town than in all of England. Women aren't allowed to vote anywhere else.
So if one woman votes, that's more than anywhere
else.
Indeed, in England.
All women are allowed to vote for me. Sometimes twice. If I've had a nap and some apple juice.
So, Queen of the Gypsies, have you ever thought of staging a revolt?
Well, I was once told that we peasants were revolting, but then we took a bath and all was fine.
Wait a minute, you want more monarchy in this place?
No. Fewer monarchs. Let's just have one this year.
I don't know what you have against butterflies, but it certainly is not.
I do not have anything against butterflies. It's just every year the royals come and gum up the town. I love you, Queen.
He is lying, Your Majesty.
They're all lies.
So you folks inhabit a part of the Greater Charlotte area known as the Carolina Renaissance Festival.
Yes, ma'am.
And the township is called
Fairhaven.
Yes.
Yes, what she said.
And what year is this? Is this like the 27th? Year?
This, I believe, is the 24th year of 24? The Renaissance Festival. This will be my 19th year as Lord Mayor.
I'm trying to figure out how old I am. I started in 94, so...
Yes.
Yes.
94.
So, yes. So,
is that correct?
24th year.
Wow. Yes.
Well, you were just but a babe.
She was a child.
And you knew her.
I was underage, well, kind of in passing.
In passing.
I was in a corner office.
Were you passing gas in front of her?
Always. I am the only human regulated by the EPA.
I had a corner office. I didn't deal much with the entertainment.
No, you stayed away.
It's a smart move. Yes.
Indeed.
It's a smart move.
So if people wanted to come and visit Fairhaven, do they have to be a registered voter, or
no,
is there
no,
other
no.
ways that they can come and enjoy the day?
All you need is what I refer to as immigration papers. You go, you visit the nice people at a thing called a ticket booth.
Yes, the ticket booth.
And you pick up immigration papers, show them to the people at the gate, and come have a glorious day in Fairhaven.
I'm a very fair Lord Mayor. If you pay to come in, you come in. We take anyone, even Guardians of the Geekery.
Yes, we've been there.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. Mm.
I saw your Yelp review. I'm very nice to you.
I yelped.
Yes.
I just holler.
So what kind of things can people do for fun in Fairhaven?
Oh, what can they do for fun? Well, of course, we have 12 stages of magic, mischief, music, and mayhem. Comedy is
so... That's a lot of M's.
It's a lot of M's. I get paid by them. It's an advertising thing. I have a connection with Sesame Street.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Avenue Q?
Yes. No! No! Those are spurious rumors, which I shall quench.
So that dude in the alley, would you like to buy an M?
No,
that's your dealer.
No. But we have 12 stages. We have wandering minstrels. We have sword fighting. We have whip cracking.
Whip cracking?
Whip cracking.
And jousting.
And jousting three times a day. The Lord Mayor, myself, shall graciously host the second joust this year.
Oh.
Indeed, I'm moving up in the world.
Wow. Are you going to actually joust or just host?
No. He just sits there and goes, ooh, that was amazing. Do it again.
So what you really mean is when you're moving up in the world, you're
He's physically climbing a staircase.
Atop the reviewing stand.
He's climbing a staircase and sitting in a very fancy chair that is normally only occupied by Her Majesty.
Indeed.
So he gets the fancy queen seat for one joust a day.
I shall be up there ruining her butt groove in the cushion.
Oh, Lord Mayor, mess it not.
I was going to ask if the cushion would survive, but...
I have a lot of cushion.
I would assume that maybe after the first week they may find an alternate seating device for you.
They may.
Your Majesty, bring a pillow. We switch it out for thee.
Like a toadstool would be appropriate.
It would be. Whatever you do, Your Majesty, don't fluff the pillow.
So Violet,
mm-hmm.
along with the jousting and the fighting and the monarchy and the Lord Mayor Bullfrog and the voter registration, there's a lot of music there and a lot of dancing and things, and sometimes you occupy
absolutely
a stage. Is that correct?
I will be spending 3 hours a day singing on a stage, whether on my own as Merry Meat or joining my friends the Irish Rogues. And the Irish Rogues and I are known as vagabonds and sailors. And so an hour and a half of me singing on and off throughout the day, an hour and a half singing with my friends. And then the rest of the day, I just get to be obnoxious. I mean, visit with people in the lanes. But there is music of all kinds, whether you enjoy instrumental music or if you like bagpipes, for example. Lord Mayor, what is the name of our new guests to Fairhaven?
Oh, indeed, yes, the import from Scotland. We have the Crack Show. C-R-A-I-C. Scotsmen can't even spell.
Well, it's Gaelic, yay?
Oh, who knows? I don't ask these personal questions.
Oh, Lord Mayor.
It is a high-energy medieval rock band blending roguish vocals, bagpipes, percussion, and violin. It's a cacophony of fun.
We are very excited to have them in our village this year. We also have incredible dancing going on. The Royal Dance Ensemble has done a lot of beautiful work to entertain Her Majesty.
Yes, yes.
The Riddlick sisters are back as well.
Oh, the Riddlick sisters are back.
Dancing in the lane. So if you are a supporter and lover of Irish dance, these are two of the best you can find anywhere around.
May have seen...
Featured them on the Shadowbeats.com
and they're
page.
Incredible people.
And they have wonderful videos. I'm sure you were all
talking
about.
Yeah, and they're
them.
Also Hannah does leather work,
mm-hmm.
and she's
mm-hmm.
donating a piece to the Geek Gala.
Oh, that's incredible!
Yeah.
Hannah's leather work is absolutely stunning. Please go to the Geek Gala and bid on Hannah's piece mm-hmm. because I know it will be incredible.
Yes, we're very excited about it. So we're very grateful to her for doing that. So
excellent.
Yeah. So. How long is Fairhaven open to outsiders? Because
Ooh.
I know the rest of the year you kind of close it off.
Oh, we do.
We are open Saturdays and Sundays, September the 30th through November the 19th. Eight festive weekends. We open our gates after the firing of the cannon at 10 of the clock every morning. But if you get there at 9:30, you might get the opportunity to get a bit of a show before you even enter the village.
Because something bizarre usually happens before a cannon, and I have to come miss some breakfast and sort it out.
Lord Mayor, thou hast never missed a breakfast nor a second breakfast a day in thy life.
I have to admit, I have Hobbit on both my mother and father's side.
So you have 11s and 12s and 13s.
Indeed's.
17s.
And first breakfast and second breakfast and all the luncheons.
And supper.
Well, you know, I have my household with me now.
You do?
That is true, Lord Mayor.
Indeed, they demonstrate historical crafts. And this year I have two cooks and two bakers. So once I finish the front gate brouhaha, and then I do my fairy tea time with the Lord Mayor for all the little fairies in the village. I come back to my pavilion area. I sit down on my
toadstool.
And they put a plate of food in front of me with a drink because they've been preparing for hours at that point.
And you do not refuse because he is polite. Yeah, it's very diplomatic.
Oh, indeed. I do everything I can to encourage my staff to continue being my staff.
Very good.
But their demonstrations are really phenomenal. So if you want to see how daily life in the Renaissance is, come and visit the Lord Mayor's household there down. Lord Mayor, art thou next to the joust
you
again this
go,
year?
Go, oddly enough, you go down to the joust, and instead of continuing onto the joust, you turn left, and I am just behind the petting zoo sign.
Well,
and the privies.
They're not cooking the petting zoo, are they?
But I'm beyond the privies.
The
but
petting
I'm directly
zoo,
behind the petting zoo. Side.
The petting zoo helps represent some of the animals that are part of your homestead, Lord
Yes,
Mayor.
And those that displease me.
No!
Lunch!
No.
Lunch!
One of the most adorable animals that lives in the petting zoo actually gets dressed for the occasion. He's shooting me a look. I'm talking about the little baby goat.
Yes, the little baby goat.
It wears a ruff and a dress. It's really cute.
One of my cooks has become enamored of this baby goat and made it clothes.
This goat is incredibly safe now. They have matching dresses.
They do. I didn't know she was married, and suddenly she has a kid.
Aww.
But no, she's enamored with this goat and carries it around and
made
and
it
clothes.
And it's delightful.
Oh, I think it's more of a cry for help. But I think most of my village is a cry for help.
So what other new things are coming to Fairhaven this year?
What other new things? Well, we have another group, the Reelin' Rogues. In case you're tired of the Irish Rogues that have been there now for a decade.
The other Rogues.
The Reelin' Rogues are a charming trio. Well, this differentiates them from the Irish Rogues. A charming trio of high energy, another distinction. Acoustic musicians performing traditional folk music. I understand that they are the most authentic of the fourth wave of folk music revival.
What were the other three? Never mind, we don't have time.
No, I think you can hear them in a mighty wind.
If I'm not mistaken, the first and the second are wave over wave, sea over bow, I'm as happy a man as the sea will.
I'm going to just agree.
That's a wave, and that's the first and the second. I don't remember the third wave.
So I
know a little about New Wave. That's about it.
Well, nobody likes the New Wave, right?
No. That's what I know about.
That's the one you know.
I did notice when we arrived, we got old cans of New Coke. I did notice that. Must be from deep in the garage.
Is that old New Coke?
It's behind the Crystal Pepsi.
Ah!
Oh!
But those are the two main new groups, of course. Of course, we have new villages every year.
Of course. And that's because you don't let the other ones back when they don't vote for you.
No. It's not an election if there's not competition. But have you met my villagers?
Yes.
There's really no competition.
I love...
To be Lord Mayor.
All right.
It's work.
It is not. It is sit on your butt and let your household bring you food. It is sit on your butt and have a joust happen in front of you.
Well, let me just
It is stand on your feet and have people entertain you.
Let me take an informal poll of those at the table. Would any of you like to sit on my butt? See? People are jumping up for this job.
Well, I don't know how I would do that because your butt is sitting on my chair.
It is. It is.
So
it's a very hard chair.
I don't know how I would do that.
And now I have a crack in it. I wonder if that's where the music comes from.
Oh, Lord Mayor, different kind of trumpeting. Oh, that's a different kind of trumpet.
Oh, it is the trumpeting, yes.
As I said to the Loch Neck monster, enough of the Kraken.
Ah!
That was a really bad joke. Really stumbled through badly. But hey,
I'm trying to figure out what the Loch Neck monster is.
I must admit, I was not
locked
around the neck.
I was not prepared for such weirdness.
Oh.
Ha, 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 vote for me.
So you have different themes throughout the season.
Amazing that you would ask. We do.
It's like
nobody heard the rustling of that parchment. Nobody heard it whatsoever.
This urgent message was just handed to me. Well, of course, opening weekend. This weekend, buy one, get one free with the coupon.
Buy one what?
Ticket. Ticket to get in.
She has to be careful because that, no, that isn't.
Wait till she finds out about the free kid weekend.
I love that. That is my favorite weekend.
So you're going to give your goat away.
Apparently, you go to renfestinfo.com and there's a coupon there to buy one ticket to get, adult ticket to get in. Get another adult ticket for free.
What if you don't have another adult?
Find a friend!
You do know who the audience of this is, don't you?
Make a friend!
Make a new friend! Stand there with a ticket and go, neat ticket?
Nay. Find a friend.
The second weekend, one free child admission with every adult admission. Go to the renfestinfo.com, if I haven't mentioned that yet, and get the coupon.
I think of that one as buy one, get one half-sized.
Oh, indeed, yes. Shall I just continue down?
Yeah, go straight ahead.
And then the third week, middle of October, homebrew weekend, Brewfest.
Oh, that's my favorite weekend, because there's only one rhyme for Gypsy, and my people invented falling off the wagon.
But we have the homebrew demonstration, we have craft beer tastings, and the Saucy Wench Costume Contest, probably hosted by yours truly.
Now, that is saucy and not sauced.
Oh.
Wench Costume Contest,
I shall have to have some brew brought to the contest.
Oh, though. Lord
Saucer
Mayor.
Up myself.
I'd love it if people dressed up as like marinara and Alfredo for that.
Ooh!
Oh, I like this idea.
This is a great idea. Who is that? That's,
you do meatballs,
that's the pain in my
hair.
Butt. That is pesto.
Yeah.
It's my Italian cousin, pesto.
Okay, this has to happen next year now.
I would be excited to see that. A whole noodle family.
We've been noodling with it for a while.
Oh, it's so good. That kind of creativity gets you lots of attention in a contest like that.
I would think HP sauce would have to win in an English
Village.
Well,
there you go, though. Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Or a costume you do not understand. That's the what's this here sauce?
English steak sauce.
Yes.
Okay.
And just
we're
remember,
like this.
We're all kicking the whoosh.
By the way, it's an audio podcast, so your hand motion's not helpful. But just imagine something naughty happened to Carol.
It is naughty.
I would like to point out they're talking about Carol's hand, and I am just sitting here stationary. With stationary mic.
I do want to point out that we are not at an outdoor festival right now, and that microphone picks you up quite easily.
Oh. Well, it must be a saucy wench in its own right, then.
Yeah. Oh,
Lord Mayor.
Off the laptop.
Because there's us, and then there's Lord Mayor. Us. Lord Mayor, go ahead. Finish with your week.
So when the Lord Mayor shows up, there's a big spike. Is what you're saying.
Yes.
And because you were talking about Brewfest weekend, that is a spiked drink.
It is. It is. And then, let's see, the next weekend, October 21st and 22nd, Celtic Music Weekend.
That is among my favorite weekends. The music that weekend is incredible.
The special performers, Hunky Highlanders, are encouraged to participate in a series of silly tests of skill. I hope not to be involved with that.
Why? You have no skill?
No, people in kilts.
Oh. to be involved with
off-putting.
That.
But you may be involved with that.
What weekend is that?
That is October 21st and 22nd.
Ah, so it's the weekend of the gala. So come to the gala on the 21st and the Ren Fair on the 22nd.
If you can sober up.
Why? Or, you know,
why? Says Jerry. Yes.
Lyft and Uber is available.
Oh, indeed, Lyft and Uber. There we go. There we go.
Why stop?
And then we move on to the weekend before Halloween, which is, of course, the Halloween days and spooky nights. Free child admission. No coupon. I'm so generous. So generous. No coupon required. There is safe, free trick-or-treating for the little ones. You get a little bag and a little map and such, and you get stamps and such, and at the end, you collect a special prize for having done
it's one of your favorite weekends, because what he tells the children is that he's collecting a candy tax.
Yes.
Children, do not give candy to the Lord Mayor.
Why does they hurt me to the core, dear?
Give them the cheap candy, like the double bubbles and the...
I don't like you either.
It's
black licorice.
I tell you what, little children everywhere that are listening, if you want to make me smile, just give me a little Snickers.
They snicker, alright.
Thank you.
I hope there's not many little children.
I know. Please thing. Don't listen.
Yes, indeed. And of course, there's costume contests and such.
Of course.
And again, allow me to just tell someone something about this. People are always trying to bribe the judges at these contests. Well, as someone who's done these contests now for years and years, don't bribe the judges. Bribe the person making the announcement. That would be me. The judges can do whatever they want.
Counting the ballot.
Well, I'm the one who's reading the results.
Okay.
So it's right to the end.
That is one of my favorite portraits of thee. There was a child who had entered the costume contest and was hoping to win. And somebody snapped a portrait of the Lord Mayor, slowly extending one hand behind him as this 5 or 6-year-old little pirate girl put candy in it. We have evidence of the Lord Mayor being bribed.
It was just a little bribe.
Well, yes, because fun size.
She was a little pirate.
Can I do a dirty joke?
Sure.
Yes.
Do you know how we know a man invented Halloween candy?
Oh, good Lord, Lord Mayor, here he goes.
Because no woman's going to invent something so small and label it fun size. I love that joke. I made that joke up many years ago. Other people have probably also made up that joke, but I love that joke.
What is the weekend after Halloween, Lord Mayor?
Oh, I'm spent. Oh, the weekend after that. Pirates Christmas! Oh, goodness gracious. We open the door to every seagoing felon on the planet. There is holiday shopping at the marketplace. Spend over $200 in arts and crafts at the vendors. And receive 2 free $25 Renaissance Festival tickets to return the season.
Lord Mayor, yes. I like that thou hast made the distinction that it must be money spent in arts and crafts. Hey, pirates, don't spend it on drink. And then expect to get the special deal.
Don't give you receipts for that.
Yes, keep the receipts for the
keep the receipts. Buy beautiful things from our craftsmen and artisans in the village, and then come back and see us.
If you're looking for something to get for Christmas, I wear triple extra lard.
That was subtle,
wasn't it?
After Christmas.
Then after Christmas, but still before Christmas, oddly enough. And in case you've missed Christmas, November 11th and 12th is Time Travelers Weekend.
Oh, that is my favorite. I like to count all of the Whovians who come through the door, and I keep track of how many companions, how many canines, which doctor, how many doctors, and then I sing it to Her Majesty. But I sing it to her, their Majesties and Her Majesty as a report, like the 12 days of Christmas, which is fun for me, keeping track of, not that I know people who are into Doctor Who at all.
No, not at all.
That is the healthiest village on the planet during that weekend, because there are so many doctors.
Or the sickliest.
It's up in the air. And of course, costume contests and such. You can also donate school supplies in the festival entrance and receive free child admission for ages 5 to 12. Because under 5 is always free, because I'm so generous. So giving.
Yes, because the cooks need something to cook since the kids are wearing costumes now.
Yes, yes. It's kind of like a late Thanksgiving. The food comes with its own dressing.
Surely there must be an end to this soon.
There is, and we've come to that end.
Oh, good.
November 18th and 19th, the final huzzah. chomp one more turkey leg, have one more drink of some kind. Free child admission for ages 5 to 12, because I'm so giving. And we will be having more of the donate the canned food drive.
Oh, the canned food drive is a wonderful way for us to be able to give back to the community that has helped give so generously to Fairhaven, so we can help
Indeed.
Take care of those during the holiday season.
I am a great believer of having other people donate in my name. I am very, very glad to do that.
Oh my God.
That brings us to the sad ending on November the 19th.
So what happens when we're not there on Saturdays and Sundays?
Ooh. What are you suggesting?
Nay, Lord Mayor. Tis not like that.
Well,
we go to
happen.
Sleep.
Yes.
I rest.
Tell you, I'll be sleeping all the next day.
Imagine in your mind the scene in Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
Where everybody in the village is sleeping and the plants have overgrown. That is us the rest of the year. Just resting and waiting for the following
October. No, I sleep
more
like Princess Anna from Frozen.
Ooh.
Drool, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Hair askew. All kinds of things.
We don't need any photos of that.
No one needs any photos of that.
So if people want to find out more about the Ren Fair,
ooh.
I think you've mentioned that once or twice, but just to make sure.
RenFestInfo.com.
And if you say the Lord Mayor sent you, nothing happens. Right?
If you say the Lord Mayor sent you, you get a dirty look at the front gate.
Oh, I thought you meant at the website. If you say it to the website, nothing will happen. It can't hear you. It's not that kind of website.
It's not Jarvis.
No.
But there is a coupon code for buy one, get one free, and that starts this weekend.
Yes.
If you can't make it this weekend or you're hearing the podcast after this weekend, it's okay. There's 7 more weekends.
There are 7 more festive weekends to come visit us, just not with that special.
Well, any parting words of advice that you may give somebody who's coming to the Ren Fair for the first time?
Wear comfortable
shoes. Come to have fun. And I feel that the earlier you get there, the more you'll get out of your day. Because if you're having an excellent time at the festival, one day is not enough time. If you have the opportunity to take a look at the website and look to see what entertainments we have, and get a general sense of what acts you would like to see, where you would like to go in the village. I like to plan ahead, which I know seems counterintuitive for a gypsy, but I plan ahead because I'm a navigator. That's what I do. I find the road and I travel it. So comfortable shoes and make a little bit of a plan of what you'd like to see. Get to know the village.
I would certainly say to get there early. The festivities actually begin around 9:30, though the gates open at 10. And we are very popular. We set another record last year, 200,000 guests.
And that was in spite of bad weather.
Indeed.
That was in spite of bad
Indeed.
Weather. That was the earlier you get there, the quicker you are able to get through any sort of traffic leading to the village.
Traffic will begin to back up around lunchtime.
And when you leave, pee before you get in your car.
Indeed.
Oh.
Do. Indeed. Yes.
I would like to specify in a privy.
Yes.
The privies. Please do not get them confused. The privies are the little blue square boxes that one, maybe two people can fit in. And you have to be very careful on that one time traveling weekend that you walk into the privy and not the TARDIS to take care of those needs.
Yes, look for the TARDIS, not the TARDIS.
Oh, Lord Mayor.
But also get there early because we are dependent on the sun. And if you go and you're tired, you can always leave. But if you come late, you are going to just have to eventually leave. And you'll go and you'll see a show and you'll say, oh, the schedule says they have 3 more different shows. We want to see all of these shows. That will take, you know, most of your day and you will indeed want to come back. So I would recommend getting there before the gates even open in the morning.
And if you don't have proper wear, you can get a costume at the gate.
There is not only many opportunities to purchase something lovely that our craftspeople have made that live there in Fairhaven, but there's also opportunities to rent costumes or wagons for pulling your children. Rent the wagon, be another gypsy like me. I love the caravans of all of the children when they're in their little wagons.
Yeah, if I only had one suggestion for Fairhaven, it would be that perhaps over some of the shops, they would put
patio seating so that people could sit and just watch, because
the people watching is incredible.
Is incredible, but sometimes it's hard to watch when you're in the crowds.
So. I will own up to the fact that we need more seating. I will own up to that. And perhaps a nice little regular area for sitting and viewing all the patrons going by in their finery.
Yeah.
So yes, I shall work on that for next year.
That would be
and
awesome.
And whatever I have
Thank
left
you.
On the next 2 days to make it.
But if one is looking for a place to catch a show and to be able to see people coming by, certainly stop, sit, watch a show, get a little bit of a rest on your feet.
There's a lot of wonderful little
Yes, there are lots of wonderful
gazebos.
Little sort of stops. Mm-hmm. Oh, the gazebos are often musical stages, so you can get a wonderful
right.
sense of the entertainment we have. And also, while you're listening, pull out your map, pull out your schedule, plan your day.
I sometimes sit there right across from the chocolate factory. Just
oh, yes. The fudge shop?
Oh,
yes.
I know where
oh,
that
yes.
is. That's right behind where I am singing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I am.
Yes, that's how
I'm
first
right in the middle
it.
Of the woods walk. So. Yeah, because I'm near the fudge. See? Violet and fudge. It's a good combination. Two great tastes that taste great together.
I can say that she speaks the truth.
Oh, Lord, man.
I can say that.
What did I tell you? No licking. No licking.
But if I lick it, it's mine.
Nay, Lord Mayor, you lick it, I deck you.
But truly, I like to think of myself as the biggest kid in my own town. And it is great, great fun for all ages. The program is marked for more kid-friendly, more family-friendly, and not. So you have some idea. And they also make announcements before the more bawdy shows. And it is just a great time to be had the whole day long, whatever it is you're looking for. People come merely to eat. People come merely to shop. People come merely to see the joust.
From butterflies to brats to beers to boobs. You've
yep.
got it all.
You
really.
Did. We do.
Well, we know what letter is paying her off.
And on that note, it's time to say bye-bye.
Oh.
Go to Carolina
RenFestInfo.com.
And check them out. And it's Lord Mayor Bullfrog. You'll recognize him from his green and white outfit.
And the sash that says Lord Mayor.
Yes. And then, well, yeah. But, you know, reading is fundamental for some, but not for all. And then Violet, Queen of the Gypsies, look for her in some of the gazebos. And
gibos. I'm in the gibos.
She's in the gibos. It's all good. All
we right. accept everyone.
All right. I'm not. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye. Huzzah! Hello.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.